Don't you love God's providence? Isn't he good? One of my, not even the most recent, but a recent experience of that. After last week when I taught on joy, about Wednesday or so in my quiet time, I got to Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may be overflowing with hope in the power of the Holy Spirit. And my first thought was, darn, why didn't I find that verse before the sermon last week? That's an outline of my sermon. And then I realized, you know, that's okay, because in God's providence, I got to this verse about 3 days after the sermon. And I thought, it's kind of like the image I had was, it's sort of like an after-dinner mint. That just kind of caps off a really good meal. That depends on what you thought of the sermon, obviously. But it was like a reminder. It was like a I don't know of a better word than just kind of a summary, and it kind of brought things together. And I was blessed by that. Again, I was blessed by the verse, but I was also blessed by God's providential timing. That when I started Romans several months ago, it worked out where 3 days after the sermon I got to this verse. But that verse is a summary of what we talked about, or what I talked about last week. That we would be filled with joy and peace in believing. That our joy is a result of what we believe, of how we see God more and more, further up and further in. And the experience of that is joy. The experience of seeing God better is joy, which we will experience eternally increasing in heaven, which is that anticipation that enables endurance. And the endurance is the hope that you may be overflowing with hope. That's what enables, that's that anticipation that enables us to endure. And it's not something we work up. It's not something that we try to get. Like C.S. Lewis talked about, trying to get it again doesn't work, because it's in the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope that is what's in the back of your mind as we say the creed this morning, that because of what we believe, joy is a byproduct. Joy is a byproduct of knowing the Father and the Son and the Spirit. And the better we know them, and the more the creed and the books that could be written behind each phrase of the creed will become more and more a source of knowing God better, and as a result, we'd have that byproduct of joy. So please stand with me and affirm together our faith in the living God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. And on the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Almighty God, three in one, we desire that you would be honored and lifted up this morning, that you would show us more of yourself, peel back the edges of your ways just a little bit more that we can see, that, Father, we can see you in your glory, like Isaiah says, seated on the throne, high and lifted up and filling this place with your glory. Jesus, that we can see more of your grace, more of your what you've done for us, and the amazing gift you've given us of forgiveness of our sins. And Holy Spirit, that we may see more of your power, more of your joy, more of your fellowship with you and the Father and the Son and with each other, that we are all drawn into that fellowship together like Jesus prayed in John 17. Lord, we want to see you do that here this morning. We desire that. We beg for that because we don't want to work something up ourselves. We want that to be the result of your sovereign, providential work among us and in us. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and blessed be your kingdom, now and forever. Amen.